Hi everyone, and many blessings. We are all here to give you a preview of our first exciting empowerment session for the year. And as was explained in my previous podcast, we are preparing for the particle convergence. And each of these empowerments are progressing towards that occurrence. If you missed that, you can simply go to the registration page and hear that podcast. And so, the focus of this first session is upon regeneration of your body's energetic system at the cellular level to give you a clean slate from which to progress forward. I will turn this over now to Christoph, who will introduce a summary of the session.
Thanks, Tiara. It's great to be back with you here on this wonderful program of Empowerments and working together again with this trinity of yourself and Akasha. And it's wonderful to be with everyone here on this program. Great to start the year with Cellular Regen. How are you going, Akasha?
I'm doing so well. And thank you so much, beloved sister. And thank you, dear brother. And all the participants that are joining us through this yearly endeavor of empowerment. It's really looking forward to coming at you with this Trinity Wave Force.
We had a wonderful get together in Ibiza at the start of this year with Tiara and myself and Akasha coming together and heartstorming what we've got coming up for empowerments. And it's a wonderful program as we're feeding in through this important year of 2017 with the particle convergence. And we're going to start this year with cellular regeneration, which is always a great way to start with a good detox. Akasha, what are we looking at for the cellular regeneration, what we're focusing on this month?
Absolutely. This is one of the highest priorities. We have to get our cellular structure. We have to get our physical bodies in alignment. And so we're starting off and kicking off with empowerments to really go into the core aspects of the detox that's necessary within yourselves. So we're going to be looking at the waters of your body, you know, the blood, the lymphatic system, and bringing everything into alkalinity by detoxing the heavy metals and any infections, any unhealthy bacterias, really recalibrating that nervous system, and really going into the real nitty-gritty aspects of your physical hologram, because that's where the residuals lie that can stop you from absorbing more light.
How this works is that while you contain many of those things Akasha mentioned at the physical level, there is also form-holding templates held in the energetic body, which creates the conditions for these to materialize in your physical vessel. So we're going to be focusing on working through an etheric body burn-off. This is burning the energy field on that first level of the energy field and second level of the energy field, fourth and sixth, where clouds and mucus and all these energetics of the unhealthy bacteria and infections and toxins and all those heavy metals all reside. They do have residual in the energetic field sitting above the body.
Yeah, so going in through all those levels of your field and then going into the crystalline seals of your body. And dear Sister Tiara has done an excellent account for metamorphosis and morphogenesis through the process of going through these crystalline seals, but we'll be pinpointing them and opening up those frequencies so you can start receiving these crystalline energy templates that are dropping in to our fields and to humanity.
So Tiara, maybe you can share what you're going to be focusing on during this process.
Yeah, thanks. The primary area that I am focusing on is to help strengthen the integrity of your nervous system so that you can progress into this year with clear pathways for receiving all of this immense energy. I will be working with you in the electromagnetic field, helping to clear and purge any debris, energetic knots, and stagnicity, and really anything that is contributing to overamping of your nervous system and which causes such states as being ungrounded, inability to focus, relax, or even to hold yourself steady in the clear light of your presence. I'm going to be in the auric field, sealing and repairing any rips and tears and what could be causing fracturing of your energy, energetic leakage, or the taking on of frequencies that you don't prefer. It will be a nervous system recalibration, also targeting the neurotoxins in the body, such as heavy metals. My focus will be to neutralize these substances through light pulsation, working at the level of the etheric body, which is right outside of your physical.
Wonderful. That's great. I mean, I'm going to be looking at, you know, this etheric body burn off and absolutely working through the organ system. So during the organ system balance, I'm going to be transmuting some clouds, mucus, and miasma held in your 12 major organs, and then bringing this frequency out and transmuting it, and then bringing the ether stored inside the organ and bringing it up and placing it through the major meridian lines so that you can have a detoxification through all the meridians. And so the lymph and the meridians will be shedding a lot of this heavier frequency that will be burning off. Kasha, what are you going to get up to?
Well, I'm going to focus in on the decalcification of the pineal gland and also the decalcification around the body, because a lot of people, unbeknownst to them, have these little cysts or these little calcifications that build up around the meridian systems and build up around the spiritual nerves of the body, which stop light flow. So I'm really going to go deep into those aspects and be like a little diamond drill, drilling through those calcifications to allow light to come through.
Beautiful. That's going to be very powerful indeed. I mean, getting people's pineal glands switched on, it's a wonderful way to have that lighthouse suddenly come on for your guidance. Now, while we're doing this energetically, this would be a wonderful month to do something support physically. So going through a bit of a detox protocol yourself, and of course there are numerous methodologies you can explore for detoxing. We're a fan of raw food cleansing and raw food and raw smoothies and raw juices. If you were to support this a few days before this protocol and a few days after with perhaps focusing on some raw nutrition and good clean water to flush out things, that is going to absolutely enhance what we're doing.
Absolutely. And if you can even look into potentially fasting with water fasting, if you're new to fasting, you know, just be easy on yourself. But this is another amazing way to totally recalibrate your immune system. So look into these things that we suggest, as in raw fasting, raw food cleansing, and water fasting, and whatever's needs necessary, whether it's yoga and physical exercise, just to give your body the most available movements and light to basically help this cleansing process. It's very important.
I also want to add that naturally this session of empowerment will result in the clearing of blocks and may feel like a grand purge to some of you. It can also bring up purification symptoms. So please do drink a lot of water after this one. Soak in a salt bath if you're feeling a little bit antsy or have these purification symptoms, and try to get some sunshine on your body if you can.
Beautiful. Well, we're looking forward to supporting you, and this is going to be a wonderful kickoff for the year, and we look forward to seeing you in the spaces between the light. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste.